Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
You're listening to Your Network of Praise. Marcy here with Michael Cochran of Cochran & Company. I'm super excited to meet you. Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. It's going to be a great time.
I totally agree. Okay, so we have some get-to-know-you questions. There's just some, you know, questions that we talk about on the morning show. They come up a lot. One of them being coffee or tea. What camp are you in there?
Definitely the tea camp, but it's got to be specifically caffeine-free, so I can't have any caffeine, but I love a good decaf tea with some milk and sugar now. My wife and I just got back from the UK recently, so I'm full on the team tea.
What breakfast look like in your home? What you and your wife eat for breakfast?
Well, we rarely get up to fix breakfast. We usually are out late playing or whatever, but so it's usually divide and conquer on breakfast. She is a banana and a Nutri-Grain bar. Almost every morning with a glass of milk, without fail. And I am oatmeal with brown sugar every day. Instant oats in the microwave, minute and 30, little brown sugar, there it is.
You and my daughter would get along real good. She is a huge fan of oatmeal. I love that. Okay, so your favorite ice cream?
That's tough. I would say cookie dough. Cookie dough ice cream. I don't have a favorite brand. Usually the generic, whatever's cheapest in the store.
And I can really tell you, my husband's all team cookie dough for sure. Okay, so I'd love to hear this. What are you currently listening to in Christian radio or like something unique? What are you listening to right now?
Well, I'm always listening to like the current playlist, you know, just to hear what's going on, hear what my friends are putting out, you know, my artist friends. But I've been listening to the new EP from We Are Messengers, Hills of Tyrone, which is, you know, just songs of you know, Darren's homeland and stuff. And some are, you know, explicitly Christian gospel, and some are just more life songs. And it's wonderful. And my wife and I were in Ireland recently, and we played that music driving through, and it was like the whole picture. It was great.
Great idea. I love that. Okay. I would like to hear from you a little bit of a meatier question. So get to know you a little personally a little bit more. Okay. Who has God laid on your heart? Like you and your wife or just you personally, when it comes to like outreach or ministering to people, who do you feel like God has called you to? Who are you sensitive to when it comes to ministry and outreach?
Wow. That is a serious question. That's a thinker. I feel like I'm always drawn in a concert setting to people in the crowd that seem like, you know, if I'm gauging people, I feel like my eyes and my heart is drawn to people who feel like they don't belong, because that's my story as a kid, just feeling like, you know, well, wasn't athletic enough or wasn't good looking enough or all these things. You feel like you just don't have maybe the self-worth and the self-value, and you can kind of see that in people's eyes if they're in that space. And so I'm always drawn to them, and I talk a lot about that from the stage. So I always want people to see and feel their value in Christ, and that's usually the direction. If I'm going to freestyle, say anything from the stage, you know, in between songs, it tends to be in that direction.
I love that, and I know God uses that. I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of it. God is always refining us. You know, he's always imparting new wisdom on us as we get older, as we're moving through life. So where do you think God's working on you right now, or you and your wife as a couple? Like, where do you think he is refining you now?
I feel like it's been a 10-year refining process that'll probably continue till I die of contentment. That's always what I feel like God's trying to teach me is, you know, we'll have wonderful mountaintop moments, and then, you know, the human spirit is always to want more. Mm. And to always wish for more, or to look across the fence at what someone else has got. And the comparison, you know, just and social media and everything, there's wonderful things about all of that, obviously, but we all know the pitfalls. And the comparison is a major pitfall of social media. And I think that just totally sweeps the rug out from underneath contentment. And I'm trying to battle hard for joy in what God gives, and joy in the moments that God gives, and the gifts that God gives, and the opportunities, and the platform, and all of that, and to not see others as better or worse, but just different opportunities and different things. And so contentment has really been something that I'm praying God continues to teach me and show me.
My husband and I work in outreach with teens, especially those who don't know Christ yet, and I know that they right now are struggling with anxiety, depression, even grief is a big one right now. The last couple of years, it's really just amplified all of these things on top of identity and confusion, all of those things. Can you speak to that at all? I just want to throw that out to you that there's young people listening, and what would you say to them that you've learned throughout your life that might help them with coping with these things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the deck is stacked against young people in a lot of ways. I think just, again, the social media and technology and just the information overload that we all have. I don't think the human spirit and the human mind was meant to receive all of the news that we receive all the time. Like, we're aware of every bad thing that's happened ever all the time. And we just weren't meant to be able to deal with that and download that. And so that amplifies our own insecurities and our own worries about our life. I have found through my own struggle with anxiety and worry that the world has a lot of solutions that they will offer. And I certainly don't want to detract against, you know, counseling and therapy and all of those things. But ultimately, those things should just serve as a vehicle to get us to the one place that really will help us, really will bring us peace and hope and clarity of thought and mind, and that's Christ Jesus. And that's the hope that we have beyond the circumstances, that even when things are rough now, even when things are overwhelming, the weight of the world may literally be on our shoulders, but Christ carries that weight for us, and Christ carries us through those times of anxiety, those times of struggle. And I would just encourage young people to truly dive into the Word. I don't want to give the cookie cutter answer of, you know, read your Bible and everything gets better. But if you want to meet with God, He's given us the place to do that, and that's in His Word. You hear from Him directly. He walked through all of this. It says that Jesus was tempted in every way, struggled just like we did. So even though we feel like we have modern problems which require modern solutions, right? In reality, these problems are the same, and they require ancient, timeless solutions, and that's the Word of God and prayer.
Amen. I got to tell you, when your song Running Home, we started playing your song Running Home, and the first time I heard it, I didn't know that they had added it already. And I heard it and I was like, what is that? That beginning? I love that song. I love that song. Just real quick, where did that song come from?
Yeah. That song for me was the last song we wrote for the record. And I had spent so much time writing songs on the first record, even this record, talking about where I've been and the struggles that I've walked through and things that God's taken me through. And I wanted to write a song on the record that was about where I'm going, you know, and I'm running back into the arms of God. So I was raised on all kinds of music, but primarily 60s, 70s, 80s, singer-songwriter, rock and roll stuff, you know. And my dad was always playing, you know, Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison and Journey and all this stuff, you know. And Billy Joel was one of my biggest influences. So all that. So when we were writing this song, I was like, we need to sonically make this sound like what running home feels like. Just big, anthemic, roll the windows down, hit the back road and drive. You know, and I feel like my producer, Jeff Pardoe, and I feel like we nailed it, you know?
I was going to say, I absolutely agree. Like, as soon as that song starts, you're like just ready. I love that song so much. It's so good. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I love that we're getting to know you a little bit better here, and keep making that music. You're amazing. I really, really appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.